I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Christians in Pakistan continue to be in shock following last week's murder of two brothers. Rashid and Sajid Emanuel were falsely accused of blaspheming Muhammad. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says Christians began protesting blasphemy laws used to falsely imprison Christians.
They're saying as long as these blasphemy laws are on the books, we are at risk because any Muslim can point to us and say, hey, I heard him say something about Muhammad. They're locked up in jail. They lose literally years of their lives.
Nettleton's asking Christians to pray. A 30-day Muslim prayer guide at our website can help you. Next, though the International Monetary Fund is canceling Haiti's multi-million-dollar debt, reconstruction is a long way to go. Phil Hudson of Cure International has been helping since February.
It's overwhelming. Every way that you turn, the needs are so great that there's never enough hours in the day or enough days in the week.
But gradually, temporary housing is popping up in place of tents, and forward steps are being made. Now, Cure needs your help as they provide medical aid, counseling, and spiritual support. And Major League Baseball slugger Albert Pujols and Compassion International are working together to brighten a child's life and provide a little excitement, too. This week, about 150 kids from Bataye-Alamon received new baseball equipment for their first-ever organized Little League program. Compassion is using it to help keep Compassion kids in the program. For Pujols, it's about leading kids to Christ. Pray God uses Little League to do just that. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University, is supported by listeners like you. Faith Comes by Hearing is making available a free copy of the Traumatized New Testament on MP3 CD. You'll also receive a bonus CD of an interview I did with FCBH's President Morgan Jackson. Get them both at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.